This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you, host of this program, pastor of Island Community Church, station manager at WMIE, WWBC. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day here on this. Let's see, what day is it? Hey, it's Wednesday, hump day. I invite you out to church tonight. We are going to start at church, Luke chapter 21. That's Luke's version of Matthew chapter 24. What'll be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? That's where we're at. There's going to be a prayer meeting as well. Good old-fashioned prayer meeting. So bring your prayer requests. And come by Island Community Church at 6 o'clock tonight. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive. Wednesdays, 6 to 7. Sunday mornings at 10:30 this week. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, will be bringing the word. And the following week, I'll be preaching one of my all-time favorite sermons. I'm blowing the dust off and going to preach it again. It's entitled, How's Your Diet? What are you feasting on, milk or solid food? The following week, the Reverend Jim Johnson on Easter Sunday is preaching, bringing the word on Easter. The week after that, verse by verse, the book of Revelation will take us through the rest of the year. That's what's going on at Island. I invite you to come out and worship with us. Here now, part two of this message. It's Galatians chapter 6. Really, it's a sum up of the entire book. And I'm going through all the way up to, I'm sort of recapping everything we've looked at up until this point and then looking at the last few verses in Galatians 6. Here's part two now of this message, the end of the story.
I'm here to tell you today that Jesus saves. That's what He does. He saves you. No matter what you've done, no matter who you are, the laws of ministry of death, you can't keep it. Jesus saves. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. That's great news. If the ministry of death, again, I'm in 2 Corinthians 3:7. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily on the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? See the comparing again? Ministry of death, ministry of the Spirit. Verse 9. For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, then the ministry of righteousness exceeds in glory. Much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is more glorious. This is his technique. You'll find it all throughout Paul's writings. His technique of comparing different things. With John, he compares light and darkness. Okay, Romans 14:14. 2 Corinthians 3:6. These are for when people knock on your door and tell you, you have to keep the law to be right with God. You can't eat pork. You can't eat shellfish. You got to go to a synagogue on Saturday. You got to live like Jesus did. And that meant kept the law. I'm showing you where to go to refute that. See, you'll still keep the law, but you'll keep the law because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you now. And you can follow rules. Ask Adam. He'll tell you. I've said it in here before many times. I bet you there were 100 trees in the garden, and there was one he couldn't touch. Just one. Put you in a garden with 100 trees out here in the parking lot. 100 trees out here in the parking lot. I'm going to say, there's one ficus tree out here you can't touch, and I'm going to leave you alone for 900 years and watch what happens. You wouldn't touch it if I didn't tell you you couldn't touch it. But now that I tell you, you're going to build a hotel out of that tree. But you wouldn't if I didn't say anything. Just like my dad, don't touch that lighter, Paul. Don't touch that lighter. Just like Moses, I pulled the Moses. I looked this way and that way. Oh! 7 years that lasted. I had a thumbprint of a lighter for 7 years because my dad said, don't touch that lighter. I never would have touched it if he didn't say that. You can't keep the law. Number three, Romans 10:4, simple verse. Christ is the end of the law. Number four, Romans 6:14. You are not under the law, but you're under grace. Okay, Romans 10:4 was number three. Christ is the end of the law. Romans 6:14, number four. You're not under the law, but under grace. Number five, Galatians 3:24. The law was our schoolmaster or tutor to bring us to Christ. You see, the law is like a taxi. You get in it, and it takes you somewhere. And it takes you to Him. And it drops you off there. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. See, don't tell Him to take you somewhere. It's going to take you somewhere because it already has instructions on where to take you. And it's the cross. No matter how much money you give the driver, no matter how much you try to bribe him, he already has instructions. And he's going to take you right here and open up the door and let you out at the foot of the cross. The law was, not the law is. If you're an unbeliever, the law is. The law is like a hammer. And it's going to pound you and pound you and pound you and pound you and pound you all the days of your life until you stop running and call on the name of the Lord to be saved. And once you do, that goes away and the hammer's gone. Hallelujah. That's why if you listen to unbelievers carefully, you'll hear them compare themselves to the law. You ever notice that? Well, why should God let you into His kingdom? And you hear, well, I honor my mother and my father. I've never committed adultery. I've never moved my neighbor's landmark. I don't use the name of God in vain. You see, they're still reciting the law. Why? Because they are under the law and you're not. The law was your schoolmaster to take you to the cross. And then at the cross, you repent and turn from your sins. You acknowledge Him as Lord. And not only that, as your Lord. Demons acknowledge Him as Lord, but they don't bow the knee to Him. Do you? Is He your Lord and Savior? And when He is, the hammer goes away. And Paul says, you're not under the law anymore. It's done its purpose. It's to show you, you need a deliverer, and it takes you right to the foot of the cross. I praise God for the keen understanding He's given me of being free from being under the bondage of being under the law. Okay, number six is Hebrews 8:7-13. Hebrews 8:7-13. You would think Paul wrote this. Because The author's going to compare them again. Listen to this. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second one. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, this is God speaking. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. None of them will teach his neighbor or his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more. What do you think about them apples? God's got amnesia with your sins. Isn't that good news? Isn't that how we say and sing, and now I got joy all the time? God's got amnesia with your sins. That excites me, because I've been a bad sinner. That's the only thing he forgets. And isn't that so petty of us? You remember when people hurt you back when Nixon was president, or Eisenhower for some people in here. But God doesn't remember our sins at all. And we've got the unmitigated audacity to hold on to a sin after all that God's done for you? No way is right. Let us do what God does. Let us have amnesia with the people that have sinned against us. Let's not be like the man that was forgiven of $50 million and he finds someone that owes him $20 and he goes to choke him. Let's not do that. Let's forgive like God is forgiven. Okay, the last verse in this, Romans, Hebrews 8:13. It says, in that he says a new covenant, he has made the first covenant obsolete. He has made the first obsolete. He has made the first obsolete. He has made the first obsolete. Someone comes up to you and says, you need to live under the old covenant. Your answer is Hebrews 8:13, if the Bible matters to you. He has made the first obsolete. He has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Poof! So does everyone in this church understand this truth? Amen? You're not under the law anymore.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.